Hi everyone, this is Dr. Joranna Johnston coming to you from Illuminating Minds Radio. And we're getting ready for the Halloweeny party next week. This is going to be very exciting. And Halloween is like my favorite, it is my favorite holiday. But believe it or not, I love all the holidays. I love Halloween, I love Thanksgiving, I love Christmas. It's beautiful, you know. Absolutely beautiful because people come together, your friends, your family, good cooking happens, and you know, because usually we're throughout the year we're always doing something, right? Working hard or doing something, always something we're doing, and things have been picking up a lot. Oh my gosh, it's just the fast pace of everything. First, it was like everything was so calm in September, you know, and then all of a sudden in October things just start fast escalating, that energy, that holiday spirit. And you can tell when you're going to places like Walmart or, you know, other stores, and you could just see people lining up for miles trying to get some food and extra spirits and all of that. Pretty cool. I love seeing that. I really do. But I just wanted to say hi to everybody, really. I know I haven't done a podcast in like maybe a few days. I've been just so busy with everything happening. And then my class is going to start like in 20 minutes. You know, we're like in the half of the class, and the next weekend we're going to be done. But I have some wonderful students, just wonderful. I cannot complain at all. They're just amazing. And a lot of them have come from a past experience, not a past life, but like a past life, working with another guru that basically left them high and dry, you know, ended up spending lots of money and then not getting their packages done at all, or the lady just disappears. It's weird. It's just crazy, but shit does happen. It does happen. And it's a very sad thing, you know. At least get the package done for them, you know, whether it's complete or not, at least do something. Don't just freaking leave them high and dry. So a lot of the people that I'm, my students this month, are the ones that many of them have gone through that experience, and it's just a sad thing. The best thing to prevent yourself from going through that scare, you know, whenever you work with somebody who claims that they know everything, or they are specialized in their field, make sure that they really show themselves out there. You know, they got to show their face, put themselves out there. That's one. And also, how are they living their lives? Are they living like just in a freaking little cubicle office, claiming that they got millions of dollars and all this stuff, and I'm going to make your wildest dreams come true? Or are they really living the life and you can actually see it happening? You know, do they have a story to tell that they've actually went through? You know, there's just a lot of things you just got to check and make sure, you know. But like I said, when I got on this path in the secured creditor work, and we say secured creditor, I just want to let you know that I have to correct many of you out there. It is not secured party creditor. But it is the movement, right? Secured party creditor. Secured party or secured creditor. According to the document, the security agreement, just look at it, just read it yourself. Secured party, debtor. When you do the UCC, secured party, and then debtor. There's no secured party creditor, guys, okay? So that's another one. If you see secured party creditor, if they talk like that, run away. Run the other way immediately, because I had one of my teachers correct me too, because I was talking just like that. And they're like, no, that's not how you talk. That's not what a secured creditor is. That secured party creditor, that is completely wrong. And you can tell that they're very uneducated, but that's okay. I've been there, done that, but I was grateful to have really good mentors that taught me, that worked in the line of finances and account science, that actually taught me how to, you know, how to pronounce or what words to utilize and all that stuff, okay? So it's funny, I had a really rude email, but you know, it doesn't really hurt me, because it's like, I've been dealing with this for 13 years. I have had so many naysayers. Even before I got into the whole secure creditor scene, you know, just doing tarot readings on YouTube, we got some mean ass people on there back then. But YouTube has really cleaned things up. But you know, I got a few mean little people coming to me, and it's like, oh, okay, so I've awakened the dead, have I? Haven't heard from these mean naysayers in a long time, but it's funny because it just shows that I'm important. If I wasn't important, they wouldn't be taking their freaking time emailing me. But it's just really funny. how they go on and on. They're like, oh, why are you charging so much money? And I'm going to expose you. And, you know, just all this crap. And you can tell the guy is really poor and broke or just very uneducated. And I'm thinking, you know, the minimum of a trust usually costs, even a domestic trust is going to cost you $10,000. Really. And we've heard of trusts going all the way up to 50 grand, even more. Domestic trusts, okay. Very complicated domestic trust, and with a lawyer doing it, what it doesn't matter who, but man, it's just so funny how these people go on and on and on. It's like, you know what, I never got anything handed to me on a silver platter. I had to work my ass off very, very hard. I went through the most traumatic experience where I felt like I just wanted to just run in front of a freaking train, literally, you know, after having the loss of my kids for a little while and having to go through that pain. I wouldn't wish that upon anybody else except for my, you know what, the freaking... The devil out there that that started the shit. But, you know, I'm going to tell you something really quick. I'm not here to bag on him. If anything, I will say this. If it wasn't for him, I would not be doing what I'm doing right now. I would not be working, doing what I'm doing, helping as many people as I possibly can that are ready. And it's not just people. I'm helping those leaders. I'm helping business owners. I'm helping homeowners. I'm helping people that have gone through some serious cock-a-doo-doo-doo, okay? Been pushed into the corner. They feel they have no choice. They got their passports taken from them. They're about ready to face jail. And I remember there was a guy years ago, even before I got into the trust thing, I actually helped out a guy that got picked up by the authorities. I think it was Kansas or Kentucky. Maybe you guys can correct me. But he owed child support. He owed over $30,000. And they picked him up and threw him in jail. And they said he was going to be there for 8 years. Okay. This is what I remember. So I worked with his friends. He had really good friends that contacted me, and I helped him out. And they went, helped him, and they got him a notary, everything to get his secured creditor package, not secured party creditor. Okay, secured party or secured creditor package done for him, his UCC, everything. They did it all, and I said, go send the notary there. And everything worked beautifully, and I'll tell you, within a month, not freaking 8 years, he was released. This is with a secured creditor package alone, the UCC, filed, security agreement, the power of attorney general, all that. That was all they needed. They didn't even do a discharge on the child support. He just showed with the paperwork, hey, I'm a secured party. I'm a secured creditor. You say secured creditor because once you seal the deal with a secured party or the security agreement contract between the debtor and the secured party, now you are a secured creditor, you see. Okay. So he mentioned that, and that was it. He was released. And it was very, very powerful. And it was one of the strictest states that if you owe over 30 grand, then you get picked up and you go to prison. Now, this is in no way am I trying to promote that, you know what, you can get out of paying child support, you know, and to all the loser dads or loser moms out there that are not taking responsibility. I am not promoting that at all, okay? I had two babies already in diapers when my ex was coming after me for child support for my older kids, and I wasn't even working. I was home, stay-at-home mom, and my second ex-husband, who I got the two kids from, the youngest, he was in the Navy, and I was looking after my mother who was mentally ill. So it was like, are you fucking serious? So I went through shit, but you know what? Hey, and I told him, hey, I don't mind paying, but you know what? You better let me talk to my kids. You won't let me talk to my, well, they don't want to talk to you, and I'll see if they want to talk to you or not. I mean, you can tell how upset I am. Like when I go back in time and I think about that freaking little, you know what? It makes me just want to, you know, And now it's like, well, you know what? Thank you for being that asshole because you've made me rich. Thank you. You made me rich to monetize off my work that I'm actually promoting for, what, past 13 years? You know, thank you so much because you're still there working for AutoZone. Probably got the friggin', you know what, shots because you had to because you're a slave. And I'm free as can be with my family and traveling the world. In the next place, we're going to be going to Europe pretty soon. We're planning on visiting there very, very, very soon. Thanks to the bull market now that the bull market has started in the crypto world and the Bitcoin halving begins in March and April, I mean, it's going to be freaking flying. Are you kidding me? And with all of this stuff that I had to go through that, I had to become the woman that I am today. So that's something I will say. If it wasn't for him, I would not be successful and I would not be where I'm at. And you have to think about it that way. Even though you've gone through some serious shit in your life and people that have wronged you, and if you are better because of it, if your life has gotten better, I mean, you had to go through the trauma, you had to go through the tower moment, we call it, we tarot readers call that. Go through that, and then all of a sudden you're like, hey, I am so wise, so smart, life is doing great, but those people, man, their life is shit. And you know what? Thanks to the gods in the heavens that I was able to evolve past these freaking people. So, everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. This is what my father said. Yes, it was a reason, obviously. You know, if you want to think it this way, I should, the reason was I went and got married too quickly to somebody I wasn't really in love with because I felt there was something wrong with the guy. I knew from the beginning, but I couldn't tell. You know, he was always lying, always making up stories. Friends would tell me a bunch of shit about the guy. And I'm like, no, he's fine. It's okay. You know, love is blind, right? Or if you think you love the person. So I was 21 years old. We were little kids. And that was just it. We got married too young. And I do not recommend getting married too young. I recommend don't you dare get married until you are at least, you're like in your late 20s, early 30s, when you're more level-headed, you're more confident in yourself. You know, and then you're happy being by yourself as well, and you're doing your thing, and the other person's doing their thing, and then you meet, and then things happen, things come together. When you're level-headed, you know, I think I became more level-headed in my late 30s. That's when I really became even more mature. I was more confident in myself, and you know, I took off on YouTube and everything, became a celebrity, and just was very confident in the work that I've done. To a point where my second marriage didn't really last because, and I'll tell you why, because his mother worked for child support and she was befriending my first ex and just doing a lot of nasty things. She was a very nasty woman, a very nasty woman. She was like a Pentecostal and all this stuff, and she just didn't like the fact that her son was dating somebody like me. Or married to me, even though after we had our two kids, she was cahooting with my first ex. It was sick because my ex reached out to her. And then my aunt got involved. That was another sick thing. She got involved and decided to come against me as well, just mentally ill herself. And all these things that I had to go through, And it's just so funny of all the stories that they said about me, all the horrible things. And yet, all of a sudden, boom, we're traveling to Thailand, we're traveling to freaking Egypt, we're freaking going to Peru and Ecuador within the 2 year span. We're just having a freaking time of our lives, and they're just like, whoa, what the fuck happened to her? Well, what happened to me is I gave a shit what they thought. I could care less what they think, because look where they live, look where they're at now in life. They have to freaking abide by the government. My aunt's on welfare, food stamps, all this shit. And the other ones, they have to rely on a job, just over broke type of job. Not a professional, nice job. I'm talking just over broke type of shit, okay? So, you know, I'm really happy here at this age. I am 48 right now. I just turned 48 this year. I made it to my 48th birthday. And this happened way back when I was about 28. 20 years ago. When this happened with my kids and my ex. And now I look back and I look at him, and I mean, he looks frightening now. the people he commingled or cahooted with against me, and then it's like, wow, what the hell was I thinking? So that I bring this up to you. You know, if you're going through suffering, if you're going through some trauma, just know that this girl freaking survived. If I can survive it, you can do it too, okay? And it's because you have your guides with you, your spirit guides, always there to watch over you, to guide you, to assist you on whatever. You just have to ask. You have to ask and it will be given to you. Whether it's a dream, they will show you signs to help you and protect you in any way. But a lot of times we have to go through these hard times so we can be stronger in life. And it's something that we possibly wrote it. We wrote it down in a blueprint. Who knows? Maybe we did or maybe we didn't, you know? But I'm still here. I made it. And I'm really, really freaking glad I did. Many of the gurus haven't made it. So a lot of them have passed on. They've disappeared. Diet and jail. I think Winston Strout, I don't think he's alive. I think he passed away in prison. Some of these other people, these so-called gurus, are in prison. It's like, you know, if I hung out with the wrong crowd, I would have ended up in prison as well. I mean, I have a lot of protection on my booty, okay? And I'm just very grateful. And that's why you have to really check your gurus out, these gurus that say that they, you know, can lead you to the promised land. And then we have to check our clients out too. Where they come from, who, what's their story, you know, what are they looking for, what are their motives in operating as a secure creditor on this path? What are they looking for? A free fix, a free BMW? I mean, or are they really going through some serious hardships that they really need help? And I'm not talking about money, financial hardships. If they have financial hardships, they have no business doing this process. They have to work on themselves. And that's what I had to do. I had to work on myself before I ever looked into this whole secure creditor, before God or the higher, whatever the heck you want to call it, came knocking on my door and said, here, this is the information. This is where you need to go. Now you're sane enough. You're ready enough. You know, you're level-headed enough after the hurt and the trauma you went through. Now you're ready to start going that path. But I'll tell you, for a long time, I wasn't ready for nothing. I was a mess. Absolute effing mess. Couch surfing, broke, crying about my problems to my friends and saying, talking about it over and over again. And there was no solution until a point when I realized, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm not going to bore my friends with this shit anymore. Now I'm going to handle it myself because I am the creator of my own reality. I'm the one who created this shit and I got to get myself out of it. No one else is going to get me out of it. And it's very true. And the teachers along the way, they're only projections of you too. They're projections of you as well. Or information you hear on YouTube or TikTok or whatever the hell, or on the internet. You know, if you're in alignment and you're on that vibrational frequency, then guess what? You are in alignment with that energy, okay? It's because you're on that channel. You're on that channel. You have so much help you don't even realize. You really, really do. Secure creditor path is not for everybody. You know, there's other paths that are even more suitable for you, much more suitable for you. But I ended up being guided onto this path, and that was my way of dealing with it. It was either that or paying a visit to his house and beating the shit out of him. You know, one or the two, one or the other. My husband can't stand him. My husband now is like, he's scared of my husband. You know, he's like a 5'3" guy, 5'3" guy, and my husband's like 6'2", and he's told him some words. It's really funny, and I'll wrap it up a little bit. When I was really in my highest peak of being very successful back in 2018 or 17, when I was coming back from Egypt, he wrote me to befriend me on Facebook. And I thought to myself, well, yeah, I guess I'll just be his friend because, you know, my daughter just turned 18, the one I haven't seen since she was 4, decided she wanted to come see me in Cancun and I flew her out here. But he had to sign or help her with a passport or something. So when she came and we had a good time and, you know, and then she went back home and then all of a sudden he just started seeing me being very successful and having hundreds of thousands of freaking subscribers. And then he decided to ask me, like what balls? By the way, since I'm liking all of your photos, it would be nice if you could do the same for me and promote my work. And I'm his death metal band. And I was drinking a little bit of mezcal, and that's like tequila. I'm sorry, but when you tell me stuff like that, and I'm on mezcal, you better fucking watch yourself. I told his ass off so bad, and I said, I cannot believe you have balls, some balls, after all these years keeping me away from my kids, and then you're going to try coming after me for child support when you didn't even need the money, just to freaking wish for me to kill myself. Then you have the balls and decency to come to me to ask me to promote you? Oh, give me a freaking break. Are you serious right now? talk about who the mental one is, but he was saying I was the mentally nutcase. I'm like, whoa, I don't know who's mental or what, but my husband let him have it. He told his ass off. And I tell you, it is so funny when they know that they were wrong, and they knew, he knew it too. He freaking knew it. And then married a wife or two wives, all, you know, complete housewives, don't even work, don't even take them around the world like I take my husband around the world. Oh my God, he knew he fucked up really bad. And that's what happens. That's called karma. Karma does happen. But you know what? My dad used to tell me, well, when karma's going to get him, hon, don't worry, it will happen. And I said, but when, Dad, when is it ever going to hit him? And you know what? Sure shit, finally hit his ass. The second wife he was married to, the one that really kept me from my kids, left him for her ex-husband who beat her up. And whatever money he was making, she took that money to go pay him, to give him money, and her ex was in prison. Talk about a friggin' karmic thing. And the first one that he left me, the woman he left me for, which was a lesbian, she freaking left him in 8 months for another woman. Now, can you freaking believe it? Karma can kick you all over the place. And that's why I have to be careful myself. I have to be in alignment with the universe, because trust me, if it doesn't matter what angels I work with or not, I'm always careful with karma, because there's a thing called cause and effect. You can throw a rock up in the freaking sky, and guess what? The rock can come and hit you. It's called cause and effect. It's science. It's nothing spiritually woo-woo about it. So you have to be careful. And that's why I say do the best you can in this life. Do as many good works as you can, just like what Jesus has been trying to tell us all along. And, you know, don't allow the ego to get out of, go crazy. Because you'll end up saying things and doing things that you would regret. And, you know, and it can cost you. There's consequences for that, right? So, but just know, you know what? Just be happy. If your adversary made you a strong warrior and you are kicking ass and you are successful in life because of that, pat yourself on the back, because, and thank them, because if it wasn't for them, you would not be where you are today. You know, you can learn from the lesson, or you could become a victim and say, oh, poor me, you know. But when you can actually say, hey, okay, I have to admit, I made a mistake. I fucking married the guy. I was stupid. I jumped. And I shouldn't have jumped. If you can actually make yourself accountable for a problem that you've created, hey, that's what I'm talking about. Those are the people I like working with, okay? Being an adult and being a leader. We have to learn from our lessons, and we have to be accountable for it. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you learned from it. But it's just always something that I like to share with my listeners when it comes to wisdom. Wisdom, I've gone through it. You know, I'm only 48. No, I'm not 60, but one day I hope I make it there, 60 something, 70, and have a lot more wisdom to share. But through age, the more you age, the more you tend to be, a lot of things don't bother you as it used to be. You know, the older I get, the more patient I am, you know, more patient than I've ever been. I was the most worst impatient person ever. But it has taught me patience. It has taught me, you know, just growing up, really. But anyway, so much love and light, everyone. And I hope you have an amazing Halloween and Samhain to a lot of you Wiccans and Pagans out there. And November 1st and November 2nd is coming. The Day of the Dead for Mexico, the Mexicans. And Spain, I'm sure that, you know, and a lot of the Catholics, they pretty much, I think, Italy too, they celebrate that. Dios de los Muertos, I believe, if I'm saying it right. All right, guys, so much love and light. Check me out on joannajohnston.com. My website's up again. And Secured Creditor or securecreditor.com, present tense or past tense. Have a nice day and evening. Bye-bye.